Now, as we always do on a Friday morning, and so famous John Dooley that he's gone out and got a little bit of corporate sponsorship for this. John Dooley from the Mildura Weekly, brought to you this morning by the Grain Outdoor and 4x4 Expo Mildura. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very, very good. And I've got to say, I am excited about the Grain Outdoor and 4x4 Expo starting today too.
Indeed, and I'll be heading out there myself about 10 o'clock for the opening of the gates there for a big three-day event coming up. So, yeah, everyone should pop out there, and particularly if you're interested in camping and four-wheel driving.
Of course, plenty of photos next week in the weekly, is what the Mildura Weekly is what I'm hoping.
There will be. Sure.
Good. Well, look, Ali Cup has been making news again and again and again this week, talking about passenger and freight rail issues.
Yeah, so this week Ali announced her Mind the Gap campaign, which she said she would call on both Labor and the Coalition to commit to a passenger rail service for Mildura and a new deal for the Basin Rail Freight Line, which has been, well, compromised and bungled in a lot of ways. And she said, you know, if she was elected and happened to hold the balance of power, regardless of what party was in, she would be making this a stipulation and getting a new deal so that we could get a passenger train back to Mildura. I wish her luck on that. It's a big call because there's a lot of work that has to be done to the line between here and Maryborough. You'd have to upgrade the station at Mildura. You need passing sidings so that freight and passenger can pass. There are about 140 level crossings that have to be upgraded. But you know, I'm for a train. It'd be lovely, but yeah. But anyway, Ali, of course, will be going to bat for those issues, which is terrific for the region.
Of course, she's not the only one that's been talking about rail as well. Anne Webster has been talking about rail this week.
Indeed. Now, Anne has said that the new federal government must commit to delivering the Murray Basin Rail Project and work with the state government to complete the original business case. Now, this is the point, you know, it's Labor and state Labor have sort of said, well, it's finished now. Anne wants to see the Basin Rail finished as it was in the original business case. She said reasonable Victorians were fed up with the Labor Party who have demonstrated no interest and no commitment to listening to their needs. And she said, you know, she's had so many meetings with stakeholders over the past 3 years, and all of them are unhappy with the progress and the transparency. So, and you know, effectively, the local transport industry are worse off than before
true.
The project started. So,
very
yeah,
true.
We haven't heard the last of the rail issues. That's for sure.
No, that is true. Look, some tough news this week, and we're still holding out hope. Still got the fingers crossed, but that missing man, Joseph. Still no news on what's happened there.
No, and I, listening to your local news just earlier, said that the police have effectively called off the search at this point. I think there'll be still surveillance of the river in that area.
But they are asking for information still.
Yes, indeed. Concerns were raised on Monday when a mobility scooter was sort of found with its key in it down by the river side, just opposite the lawn tennis courts. And from there, search and rescue was sent from Melbourne and arrived Tuesday night and started a search together with New South Wales police, who are in fact on the job before that. It is a New South Wales matter in a sense because of the river
is
New South Wales. But yeah, look, as Inspector Michelle Young said, she said, you know, they're hoping for the best but preparing for the worst. So look, we'll see what happens. But yeah, very unfortunate. We I never like it when those things happen.
No, true. And I can tell you that on social media, people, just the outpouring, well and truly loved.
Yes, indeed. I didn't know Joseph, but he seems to be a bit of an identity around town. And a lot of people would have known him.
Yeah, so true. Look, always great to catch up with you, John. We'll do it all again next week.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Don't forget, you can get your copy of the weekly around Mildura today.
Of course. What, 20,000 copies?
More than 20,000, yes. And, delivered free to most homes and, of course, selected outlets. So,
of course.